Are we ready to do this first one? What's the name of it?
Classic. Yeah.
Classic.
The classic hot sauce.
Classic hot sauce.
All right. Yeah. Say the Scoville again.
Yeah, it's 1700 and Scovilles.
Oh, we didn't strap them in at all.
Texas Pete is 747 to give perspective.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, you still got to eat it. Roll. Oh, you still got to eat it, little bitch.
Obviously.
The Scovilles kill all the germs. We're going to eat it now?
Yeah. I got to do my lollipop first.
Can we just skip to like 7?
Enjoy the foreplay, please.
I feel like this is not even gonna affect you one bit.
I need dinner, so I gotta enjoy at least.
Neither do I.
Like a couple.
Me either. This is my dinner.
I was standing in the kitchen and I just started smelling wings. I'm like touching the foil. I'm like, what is this? I completely forgot that's what I was here for. I was like, fuck yeah, we're having wings. He was like, are we? I'm like, oh no, never mind.
How am I not surprised?
This one's good. Whoopsies.
Yeah, it is. Not even hot.
Mm-mm. Is it garlic?
Did you just suck all the meat out of that without even snapping the bones apart?
Mm-hmm.
It's vinegary.
You punch it down like that and make a meat lollipop?
It's really good.
What are you doing later? You can push it down and...
Only reason she stayed married to me. Because I'm a piece of shit. She says how.
I said wow.
Oh, wow.
Not how.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I got bronchitis.
Hey, when you're fat and you got a little pecker, you got to make it work.
Mm. Do you?
That one's delicious.
Do you make it work? I mean, obviously you make it work with all the crotch fruit running around this bowl.
At least 3 times.
Hey.
What's up, Joe? What's going on, dude? Hopefully you found a new position.
This is not an optimal time.
Hopefully it doesn't hurt.
For multiple reasons.
I can hold him with this arm. Mm. What'd you think, Jimmy?
That one's really good.
Easy day.
Yeah, easy day. Do that all day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
You smelled it.
I'll drink that one.
I really like that one when I tried it the first
time. Jerry, what's going on, Jerry? I let Jimmy try that hot sauce that you sent me.
I like that one.
He liked it very much.
Yeah, I did. Got me primed for this.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking bored. I want to see you guys bleed.
We can go through the first couple because that wasn't very. It was good, but not spassy. And we're alternating drums and flats.
This one's called Bliss and Vinegar.
Yeah, this one's
Bliss and Vinegar.
Bliss and Vinegar.
Sweet.
I'm not a fan.
Yellow Bird makes it.
What's up, Pat?
Oh, I've had Yellow Bird.
Yellow Bird is delicious.
It is 6,200
Scovilles.
Scovilles.
6,200? Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, RJ?
It's like a hint of sweet. It's not sweet.
But I ate it straight. Like, I didn't eat it on food, so it was more
sweet. You're fucking walking around drinking hot sauce? The fuck, bro? Like you Brady know does, it's an ingredient.
It's like an aftertaste is sweet.
That's so good.
Semperfi, Jerry.
Oh, I got more sweetness now.
It's the coconut. Yeah. I don't like coconut, though.
Yeah.
The strawberry's really strong, thankfully, because I don't like coconut.
Oh, good. Enjoy this one. What's up, Nick King?
He's looking at you.
Hello, little baby.
You want me on camera?
Man.
They won't.
Is that Luke? Come here, Luke.
They won't be able to see you.
Come here, Luke. Come here.
Come here. All right, then. Whatever, bro.
That one's good. I like that one.
You don't want this, bud.
I can only have a couple because I got to drive. But
you can have as many or as few as you like.
Trying to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, Jerry says, is that a studio or a murder room?
You can see Ben Carlos.
I will have you know, this took me 4 hours to set up. Rigo, what's going on, buddy?
Who's baby Carlos' dad?
What's up?
We're on number 2 right now. I'm sweating a little bit, but not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have
fun. I'm fat, though.
I was thinking about what's going to happen sweat-wise, and I'm wearing a hoodie.
No.
No.
I figured she would end up taking care of the kids. She's a kid person. Yes, I am not.
It's my first time meeting her. Should we be worried? Like, she doesn't have like a black market side job, does she?
No.
Because he's my favorite.
What's it called? Wayfair? Putting kids in cabinets.
We gotta get rid of one. Let's get rid of this loud one.
Yeah. Do you want to try and give him the rest of his bottle?
I did.
Oh. Okay.
What's up, little homie?
Maybe he needs those yogurt melts.
Samantha says maybe it's a murder studio.
You're so dramatic.
How's that one? What is that one? Are we still on the Bliss and Vinegar?
The Bliss and Vinegar.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I think you would be fine with these.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Do you want to try?
No.
For sure.
Yeah.
We have plenty of wings.
My digestive system isn't doing so great.
Mine isn't either.
You know, we've had issues today. And let's just leave it today. Yeah. You know? Let's not make our situation worse.
Your situation worse.
Yeah. No, I mean mine and baby powder situation worse. Because, dude, it's like somebody hit my fucking undercarriage with a DA sander. Like, oh.
Yo. Oh, man. Are we good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Everybody's good? Sounds good. Okay. So the third one. What's the third one called?
The third one is called Hoff.
Hoff?
Hoff's Hot Sauce.
Oh, Hoff's Sauce. H-A-U-S? Hoss?
Oh, yeah.
Hoff Sauce. Hoff?
He's having Hoff a hard time with that.
We should have someone who could read if we're going to do this.
What's the Scoville?
They don't teach that in Louisiana, okay?
What's the Scoville on that one?
The Scoville, Mr. Glass, is 14,500.
This one's got a little kick in it.
Yeah, so 14,000, okay. Sriracha is 2,200.
Yeah.
Is it 2,200 or 2,700? There's two numbers.
I don't fucking know.
There's two numbers on the top.
747 and 2,200.
2,200. That's really? Sriracha.
Really? Yeah.
And this is 14,000.
Texas Heat was the other one, right? Yeah, the 747 one?
Yeah. Just to put in perspective.
Straight to heaven.
I don't know what camera's on, but to put in perspective, Sriracha is 2,200 and this is 14,000.
I don't think I've ever tasted sriracha. The shirts pissed me off so bad that I've never even, like, there was, everywhere you looked was that goddamn chicken, and it fucking made me mad. I'll never eat the hot sauce.
Ooh, that tastes good.
It does. It's very good. That's what I like about these sauces.
That is the worst
noise I've ever heard solely mentor. In my life.
Can you lean back away from that fucking microphone while you can't suck hear on it. That fucking... Yes, I can. It's echoing for some reason.
One bite.
What is it? ASMR? I'm doing a hot wing ASMR.
Aaron Osterman says, I just noticed Fat Angel. Aaron got me that as a present.
Good job, Aaron.
Yeah. Mom. What's up, Corey?
I remember when you had a cool beard.
Man, it's such a shame I fucking shaved it off.
It's weird.
What? Like out of nowhere.
Right?
It was down to my belly button. I was like, yeah.
I was like, you know what?
I'm going to shave my fucking beard.
I'm over this shit. I wish that we would have actually prepared some questions. I guess knowing for the last week that I was going to have to do this, that was probably my job, wasn't it?
Lips are burning a little bit.
No, it wasn't your job. It was definitely my job.
Yeah.
But today was so slow, I'm not going to say that on live.
Your husband.
I didn't get a chance to do it.
Just don't let him grab that wing.
Arnold said, what's the hottest shit up here, up there? That's going to be
that one. Yeah.
The last dab.
2 million.
Liam has a question for us. He says, who's your favorite F1 driver?
Who watches F1?
My salary.
Oh, man. I cannot fucking believe I forgot.
Right, that's...
Wasn't there just a documentary on it?
They do it all over the world.
What's his name? Sacha Baron Cohen in goddamn Talladega Nights. Why can I remember his fucking name? God. Because that's what I was going to say.
Why would that was more Irish than
is
anything.
Is it like Jean-Michel it's something? Like,
yeah, isn't it? Damn, I forgot.
I just had a French name and y'all, and yeah,
it's
if it's not.
It's a sin pancake.
It's a really friendly pancake. I don't know. See, Arnold. Look, you sounded Irish and I sounded Dutch.
Arnold, to answer your question, the Apollo is 2 million plus Scoville.
I am excited.
2 million plus. The one we just ate. Clapping? What was the one we just ate? What was
three.
That one? 14,000?
I believe it was 14,500 is what I said, so Mr. Glass.
We have a hill to climb.
I'd say now is a good time to take a break. Just to
shoot
let it
shit.
Sit. Yeah, because everybody complained last time that we did it too fast.
I mean, we got an angry child over here.
That's what she complains about all the time.
Ayo.
I'm going to run up then and grab his yogurt melts.
Okay.
And maybe he'll...
Okay.
I mean, so. I'm going to be honest with you. She should know by now. It's a foot race. like, we're trying to get up this mountain. That's all we're doing.
Can you grab a fistful of beers when you come down, please? However many you can fit between your fingers.
All right. I can imagine this.
Yeah. With all right, Jimmy. So what's been going on in your world? We had lunch a little while ago.
And what was I doing when we had lunch?
Eating fucking food.
Complaining about work?
Working.
Yeah.
Working.
Jimmy, what kind of question is that, Jimmy?
What's up, Mr. Hefner?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I was late today because I was in a really fucking long, drawn-out battle with a blood dragon.
Oh, you guys nerd out together.
Yeah, that's my nerd buddy. That's my nerd buddy.
Fucking nerds.
Little motherfucker just wouldn't die. He kept flying like halfway across the fucking map. Had to run way over there to fucking kill it.
On your horse or running?
No, I was running. Shooting arrows.
Flaming arrows?
No.
Just regular?
No magical enchantments on this bow.
What are you, that redheaded chick from Brave or something?
No, he's the guy that streams the streamers.
Nope. Just a dude that likes killing dragons, bro.
You could give up. If you had good internet at your house, you could give up welding and just stream.
I wish I could do
just
that.
Just get loaded every day and play nerdy-ass fucking games.
My fucking body, there's nothing that my body would enjoy more than that.
Yeah.
Well, not the loaded part, because, you know, I'm a little self-destructive when it comes to that kind of stuff. But if I had a bit of self-control, then yes.
So then that wouldn't work, because you don't.
No.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. So, what do you do for a day job, Jimmy?
I work for Ecolab.
Nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, I go from restaurant to hotel to old folks' home. Making sure that no one gets sick.
One gets sick.
Yeah.
So, what's your most...
Where the fuck were you 2 years ago, dickhead?
He's the reason COVID doesn't have a cure. Boo.
Laid in that goddamn bed for so long. Jimmy never fucking pulled up. It was like, hey, Lambjob, you doing okay? No, Jimmy, I'm sick as fuck.
No, it's chemicals. Like, I deal with chemicals. So, like, laundry machines, they have automatic feeders that go in. So they put the shit in, they hit start, and automatically feeds the stuff. I make sure that the thing that feeds the stuff is working right.
There's not too much chlorine
or
too much arsenic or whatever they put in washers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you brought all of them.
You said however many.
She is fucking flirting with me right now, son.
She is flirting with me.
That's why that baby got a weird shaped head, and it's not the same fucking shape as the other baby's head. It's because she did this last time I was over here. Wait till you see the next one. You notice they're getting lighter.
Okay, don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I will knock you the fuck out.
Yo, you notice they're getting lighter and lighter, right?
Don't you ever say the next one or another one or next time.
He's basically white.
Snip, snip like I did.
It's
the best $74 I ever spent.
Best $74.
I'm working on it.
I'm about to do it myself.
No, insurance paid for mine, dude. I paid $74.
I will unalive myself so hard.
And I did that like 13 years ago, 12.
You unalived yourself?
Yo, let the baby do the classic.
I had the snip snip done 12 or 13 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt that bad, and he's already a whiner. It's not like we'll fucking know the difference.
And he's,
your short ass ain't talking about whining.
Oh, and he's Puerto Rican. Now you just jumped in trying to be a Puerto Rican mom. Like, now you're trying to fight everybody because your kid cries. Jeez.
What's your excuse? My butt home. I can't do hot sauce.
That was the last time y'all did the hot sauce thing.
Always a fucking excuse
on my
with you.
Ass, what was it, your ass wad or something? You had some kind of gauze stuck up your asshole?
I'm starting to think it's not a digestive issue with your asshole, but another
tampon.
Kind of issue with your asshole.
He had a tampon in his ass.
Because him and Mark started wrestling upstairs and his ass things popped out. He's like, oh, my ass wad.
I had a drain in my
ass.
He just
knocked
an ass drain. That's what it was.
I want some, but...
Oh, my ass drain.
I don't trust myself to remember...
Liam said, where did you get the wings from? Wings to go. That's why they are very small. Last time I cooked my own, but that took way too long.
And it's Friday. We work.
Yep. So it was easier to spend the $57 than it was the 90 minutes to fucking cook.
Oh, somebody just flaunting wealth.
Guess whose credit card I used?
Oh, Oh, shit.
Trap queen.
That's the food credit card, not the HSA.
I was about to say, girl. Yo, you think we can get another 57 on the medical credit card, son?
Oh, and by the way, surprise, shit, I never they're staying here.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm not mad at that.
I'm just going to buy another set.
I appreciate you, buddy. So what I should the do is a 4 a.m. podcast.
I feel really bad because
I haven't even tried it yet.
I just showed up to drink your free beer. Like I literally didn't bring anything.
JR, what's going on?
Oh, maybe no. You want me to put him in the stroller with the melt?
Bounce him off the floor.
Last podcast, the baby was under the table. This time, he's on top of the table.
Drooling everywhere.
He is my kid.
You act like you don't have two kids.
He is my kid. He just threw up for no reason.
Booty pop, booty pop, booty pop.
Yeah, he knows how to twerk like this.
All right.
God, that made me
makes the kids laugh so much.
Oh, God. It jiggled.
That's the full diaper.
Good job, bud.
You finna do your... Ooh.
No,
which
bitch.
Which one is this one?
Like, no,
ooh,
bitch.
Four.
Number four.
What?
Okay.
Which one's number four?
Oh, man. That's not English. Los. Los Calculates?
Los Calientes.
Yeah.
And so this is... Los Calientes means hot ones in Spanish.
Right? I can't... Can you reach that? Or Lamb Chop, can you reach it?
What,
I need
buddy?
Some more on mine.
Reach what?
The sauce, no, number four sauce, please.
Los Calientos, or Los Calientos, whatever. I don't speak Spanish, obviously.
Oh, we're done making fun of me because it's a hard fucking word to say, aren't we?
Well, you were saying calculus and some shit.
Well, it's in cursive, number one, and it's in fucking Spanish, dick. I have a hard enough time with fucking standard English.
But Jimmy just mansplained.
Yeah, he did.
Well, a lot of people don't know Spanish. I didn't know what that meant until I watched Hot
okay.
Ones.
You were looking for verification.
Yeah.
I was like, that's why I did the face.
Yeah, you could have.
That's far as I can
yeah,
go.
You could have.
My gut's on the computer.
You just this wanted my really ass to walk too. By that camera.
Yes, I ooh. Did hear this. Or see this.
This is number four,
show.
Yeah?
Number four.
Josie's on.
Cheers, mates. Hi, Josie. You done fucking up that truck yet?
Oh, excuse me.
It's like 30? A salsa verde.
Hey, Josie, I have one too.
36,000.
36,000.
Oh, sweet. Right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then a hard kick to the dick. Yep. It's a lot like my ex-wife. Sweet. Right off the bat.
And then after a hurricane, she fucking disappears.
Just someone just fucking vaped. Disaster after that.
That smelled like something fruity. Am I having a stroke?
That guy.
Oh.
You probably.
Jerry says I have the same jammies as your baby. Keenan says dyslexia is a bitch.
Dyslexic son Ty.
Huh? Ty son?
Yeah, I can do that every day.
It's an old shirt, but it's supposed to say dyslexic unite, but it says dyslexic son Ty, and it fucking stuck with me forever.
You know what this would be good on? Fucking breakfast burrito.
Yes.
In copious amounts.
Yeah.
Why?
It just goes with...
Like, do you just hate yourself so much that you
but
have to
doesn't,
eat spicy
it's
shit?
It's not, like, it's spicy, but it has a fruit flavor.
It has a
it's
really good.
It's got a number, like, 36,000 on it.
Yeah,
and that,
but it
to me, that's a lot.
It doesn't like, seem like it.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Nope.
If it's 36,000 of them, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Bitch, dollars, fucking pesos. I don't know what you can buy for 36,000 pesos, but I assume it's a lot of shit. I don't know, bro. No, I don't want that.
That's good. I can hold him.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that one.
I very much enjoy that.
Jump up.
What's up, Mike?
But like, now it's... Now it's starting to heat up a little bit. My
yeah.
tongue is starting to feel it.
My ears are starting to pop. Why are you sniffing?
Don't mind me.
Just mirroring.
I told you I've been trying to quit drinking.
Doing fucking big rails over here.
Told
Bat
you.
Boys.
I've been trying to quit drinking, okay? Huh.
I guess I should close the cooler.
Why? It's Mick Ultra. Fuck. It's literally, I guarantee that's what my bathwater tastes like.
This?
No, Mick Ultra.
Oh, Mick Ultra.
I guarantee I sweat enough alcohol in the water that it tastes like Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
That? Yes. Okay. All right, now I'm starting to get a little
are we
more.
Getting it now? Yeah. Are we getting it now?
It's all because I keep licking my lips.
We're still in the same one. Is this the breakfast burrito one?
Yo, for sure. Oh. Hi, Luke. Do you want to come say hi to everybody? It's rock crawling.
Well, it's a rock crawler, and that's where we drive over. Just like tables. My flask display.
This? Oh, no, that's mine. I moved it out of the way for the baby.
I'm pretty sure it's not really a toy. I mean, it is a toy.
It's a toy for grown-ups.
I bet it costs 36,000 somethings.
Close to it.
Oh, and he's out.
Yep, that one's got some heat to it.
I enjoy this.
I've had a cold for the last...
We both have been a little bit coffee.
Don't worry about it, love. The next couple are going to knock that shit clean out of your head.
Yep.
So... It also doesn't help.
So you got after number six, the numbers jump up really big, really fast. Yeah.
What's the next one? Five.
What, we're on five?
Yeah.
It is hotheads.
At what, Scoville? Now my nose is starting to run.
57,000. So like we're getting into the numbers now that if I see it on a sticker, I don't even want to try to finance it.
Oh, you can't. I can't for sure.
I mean, unless it's medical bills, and then they're like, yeah, that is
run it up,
unlimited credit. Bro.
You guys peaked a million, right?
Yeah,
million in care. Hi, Luke. Do you want to be on the camera? Okay, fair enough. You just want to be a backstage guy.
I gotta be honest with you. That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No thanks.
We're big on manners.
It's rough when you burp after that.
Oh, yeah.
I got a neighbor you should talk to.
I missed whatever you just said.
I only have one more. That's it. Oh, boy, that I had to go talk to this morning.
One more, please. I got you. What's up? Because Daddy had a couple extra spray paint cans and not too much to do. Did you hear what he said?
Why are you spraying on the walls? You sure?
All right, are we ready for five?
Yes. Gonna fall off. Hotheads.
I'm going to give these a toss. Luke, you want some hot wings?
No thanks. Say some priceless. Yeah, we're over here eating hot wings. We should have got the kids.
Don't do it with the butt!
Oh, shit.
I thought that's why you said like this. You did the arms like you're going to
catch. I meant the can, bro. I meant the can in case I missed.
My butthole just puckered up.
In
hindsight, I guess that was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe.
As it left my hand, I was like, yeah, it's not going to be fun to clean up.
Thank and it God.
Missed the camera by like.
I've got super quick hands.
I've been trying to give up cameras anyway.
Fucking A-Rod can eat a dick, is all I'm saying.
What?
Grabs. I got grabs.
A-Rod is a baseball player.
They wear gloves. They catch fucking balls.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I got it. I have one more.
You're siding with his humor right now?
Because she caught something.
She's siding
and
with
you
light.
A-Rod is a baseball player.
Liam says Spider-Man cup. Yes. Did you need milk in there yet?
Why?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can hand it to me and I'll pour some in there while.
Look at this, guys. Look at this, guys. I'm reaching into the cooler to bring out the.
Go in your chair?
Milk that Jimmy brought.
He needs some milk.
But I'm not going to give him too much shit because he brought us all this sauce.
Fuck it. I will. He bring me shit already.
It's not my fault you don't want to eat the hot sauce. Shit, your ass drain.
He physically can't. Hey, Luke, can you please not pick up those weights? I don't have time to take you to urgent care because you crushed your toe tonight.
Quick, I didn't even see him behind me.
He's so sneaky.
He is very sneaky.
Yeah.
They would do great.
Their favorite thing is to fucking scare me now. They've gotten to that.
There's a comedian that does. What's his name?
Yeah.
Ask Shiloh. Shiloh's gotten to where the
Josh.
He waves when he walks into the shop because I got earbuds in, and I'm like, every time I see something that moves.
Luke got me last night, so I went up to say goodnight to him because they got the bunk beds now, and I went, I gave Taylor a kiss goodnight, and I was like, where's your brother? I thought he was, going to the bathroom or something. I'm standing there talking to Taylor, and Luke goes, underneath the bed. I was like,
come here real quick.
You like watching stand-up
Luke,
specials?
Come here real quick.
For sure.
Josh Blue. He has.
Look,
I
want you to Josh come Blue. Tell people what my name
He's
is.
He's handicapped.
Come say my name real quick.
Fucking funny. Until he's talked about his kids scaring him all the time.
Yeah.
Especially his daughter.
He said, I gotta do one more thing.
That's what Luke said.
Play his game.
He's like, anything other than what the fuck you want me to do.
Arnold says, I have some hot sauce in South Carolina called Flashbang. It was pretty spicy.
What's a Scoville on,
I'd be willing to try that.
Yeah, Arnold. What's the Scoville?
Arnold. Okay, are we ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
These are slippery.
You're going to put slippery meat in your mouth?
Dude, stop. That's why this marriage has lasted as long as it has.
Can't make the same joke twice, dude.
I think you did.
You're fired.
I just saw it because you didn't hear it. You didn't laugh the first time. I thought I'd tell it a second time.
I didn't
time.
Laugh the first time because it wasn't funny. Then either.
Say it one more time.
Maybe the third time I'll be like, man.
Out of pity.
Such a good marriage, I guess.
Ah. So this one is like...
It's one of his.
Wait, which one thin? Is this?
Oh. Is this, I was like, what the fuck?
Are we on number six?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we're on five. Bag six is right here.
Yeah.
How many are you eating each?
Just one each?
Yeah, you just had hotheads.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying the next one is six. Okay, I just got it under my tongue.
What I'm saying is you just had two hotheads?
No.
Or you just haven't eaten the wing yet?
We just ate hotheads.
Okay. 57,000 scumples.
Arnold says he doesn't know how scumples. Hot it was. You had to sign a waiver to try it.
No shit.
All under my tongue right now.
Yeah, my lips.
Now we're on the downside.
On the side.
All
right. They can't see you. The cameras are right here. You can come right here. You won't be on camera.
Luke, you can come over here next to me. Hi, Taylor.
Who? He's so confused.
See, I was actually going to buy bites. I was going to go to Sheetz.
Yeah.
And get the little bites so I could bypass the lips.
Cheating.
Yeah. But I realized I'm just going to lick my lips and they're going to get hot anyways.
That was a nice burp. Thanks, bud.
That was a nice burp.
Thanks, bud.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to
hurt. It's my favorite part. When you start turning pink, this is where I get really fucking into it.
Yeah, it's starting to hurt.
Jimmy, worst first date ever. You know where this is going.
I can't. It's been so long since I've been on a date. I can't even remember.
No, first date of like all time ever.
Oh, first date. Any date. Oh, it's going to be
12, however old you are now.
It's going to be the anniversary of it's going to be coming up a couple days.
So it was that bad you remember it?
Two-year anniversary, yeah. The what I call the fuckity. The reason why I'm down here in the first place.
No, but we said first date.
Hello.
First date?
Yeah.
Hello.
It has to be the first date. With someone. Like you're dating someone?
No.
How long have y'all been together?
Over about a year.
So thankfully that's not the worst one.
Yeah, that's. I was trying to do the math.
That'd be a weird conversation.
I was like, yo, this is about to get gangster as fuck.
12 months ago.
I'm like, this is about to be gangster as fuck. Nope.
I remember it was a girl that I was seeing in Spotsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to go out on a date. And this was before cell phones and shit because I'm old. We sat in her bedroom. She sat on the bed and talked to one of her girlfriends on the bed while I'm just sitting there like twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
When I'm just waiting for her to go so we could go out on her date. And eventually I just like peaced out.
You just left because she was on the phone the whole time.
Yeah. I just peaced out. And then like the next day, where did you go? And I'm like, I went to my wife. You know,
bullshit.
Nope.
Her name was Piper Deppy.
You deserve
so
it.
Where is she stripping at now?
I have no idea. Never seen her talk to her ever since.
I dropped it.
Lamb chop.
What?
Worst first date. Well, you've been in two really long relationships, so you really didn't date that much.
That's me. I'm a relationship guy. So.
I know you got one.
Yeah, there was...
Lamb Chop is side-eyeing my very small children over here to the side. You guys want to come back in 5 minutes?
It's basically...
All right, go on.
It's pretty much any time that somebody other than my wife said yes. Because all of those just went to shit.
Yes. I'll stay here for a while. Okay, come back in 5 minutes. Thank you. So you're not going to tell it? Or you are going to tell it?
I couldn't even begin to describe. They're all horrible.
All your first dates are horrible?
They fucking said yes to me. Like, it's obviously a weird caliber of woman.
Yes, but you're... Okay, then let me ask you this.
All right. So, I guess the bigger thing was, like, not trying to sound cool or anything, but, like, the chicks that like me generally have, like, a good life. And I'm good on the weekends.
Really?
Like, I'm that kind of guy. Like,
you're a weekend
you know,
guy.
Covered in tattoos, you know, mad at her husband or bad something.
Boy.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, he doesn't love me. And I'm like, well, I do right now. Like, so.
For the next foreseeable future.
Right.
So
until
I gotcha.
These fucking lights come on, you are a prize.
All right, so let me ask you this question. How many first dates have you been on 100% sober?
Me.
What a teenager.
I dated a girl named Morgan in preschool. Me and Mickey's first date, I was fucking hammered.
That's why I
like,
asked that question.
I wanted her phone number, but I knew she wasn't going to give it to me.
Yeah.
So I tricked her and tried to put my shit in her number, like in her phone,
yeah.
And couldn't even remember my fucking phone number. Like, yeah.
Did you put your phone number in
She was
in her
literally
phone?
Like, okay, stupid, just give me the fucking phone. And then she helped me. And I'm loyal.
She wanted it.
I'm loyal. Oh.
She wanted it.
She wanted it so much.
So now to the coup de grace.
Excuse me.
Your worst first date.
Oh.
I have heard this story firsthand. And it's pretty
like
fucking
funny. Like minutes after I got home.
Yeah. Guess who she called after the first date?
Yeah, so I was talking to...
Wait.
Me and Angel... So Angel
was
in California.
We had a very weird relationship.
Yeah, Angel was in California. I was in New York. And, like, I knew he was seeing other people. So I'm going to see other people, too. So this guy I met, he was cute, funny. And he's like, we should hang. And I was like, yeah, we should hang. And so he's like, hey, Tracy Morgan... he's gonna do stand up coming up in a short while. Like, you wanna come with me? And I was like, yeah. And so I said, yeah, cool. So he gave me these weird vibes where I didn't know what was going on. So, first off, a bunch of the Marines kind of lived in the same neighborhood. So he lived directly across from one of my friends. So I was like, yo, I'm just gonna wait here and then, like, we'll head out shortly, me and this dude. So he's like, all right. So it's getting close to the time. And usually, like, when you're going to go on a date and you're, like, coordinating, especially in New York, because you're taking, like, mass transportation and shit, you're like, oh, let's meet up at this time or something. Like, we're still good for tonight? Nothing. Dead silent. So then I send out a, like, hey, what up? Like, kind of thing. Doesn't send anything back. So I'm like, yo, is he about to stand me up? So then it's like getting really close to the time that we would have to take the train into the city. So I'm like, what the fuck? So then eventually, so now we're
if
like
this
scoping
doesn't
out.
End with he's like in the basement.
No.
I don't know where
What's
this
up,
is
Kyle?
Going.
What's up,
out,
David?
We're looking out the window. We're
you came
scoping
at a
out.
Time.
We're like, the lights aren't on. What the fuck is going on? And I'm like, yo, you think he's got like another girl there? And then he's going to try and like... go on a date with me. We start like thinking of all these conspiracy theories. This fool fell asleep. So I'm like, who the fuck falls asleep? They got a date coming on.
Like,
and
how many, like how long
weird.
Was he asleep though?
I
feel like this would have been hours.
I don't know. Yeah, I think
you know
so.
What I mean? Like,
so I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, whatever.
I need information. What time is
whatever.
It?
Whatever. So now he's
what,
like,
what is
yo,
he on?
It's too late. It's too late to take the train. So now I'm like, okay, like, are you canceling? Like, what's going on? He's like, I'll take my car, you know, I'll drive. So I'm like, all right. And then he goes, we could split parking. And I went, okay. Well, that's like the difference. It's like $28 to park in Manhattan, you know? So I was
starting
like,
off.
Oh,
gross. So
oh,
I'm like,
excuse
oh.
me. I'm sorry.
But
I didn't know you were that bougie.
This is my first tip off.
Manhattan.
This is my first
okay.
tip off, though, where I'm like, well, no, that's not the issue. My issue is
that is
this
literally
a
whole first date for me.
But I went,
$28.
$28 fucking dollars? That bitch, I don't know what you think I am made of, but it's not $28 fucking to park to talk to you. Like, meet me at...
Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Can we go to Jersey?
So he goes, is that
out of the question? Do they have white trash bars in Jersey?
Yeah. Because I'm like, all right, he wants to, that's like, we're testing things. Like, this isn't
what's up, Stuart?
At that point, right?
So we walk to the place. That's not unfair, though, right?
We didn't plan on taking his car. The only reason why we took his car is because he fell asleep.
Oh!
Yeah. And I would have paid for the train, my way on the train, but now...
I see what you're saying. I missed that little bit.
We're taking your car because you fell asleep.
Now you fucked up, and now it's everybody else's job to fucking pay for half of yours.
Yes.
Okay. I see you now.
That shit is inconsiderate as fuck.
Where'd you go? Did you eat? Come on.
No.
I'm a fucking roast beast me.
Shut up.
We need to put a camera on him.
So anyway,
I'm sorry I don't have a fourth camera.
Yeah, we get to the place, and we're going to the second showing.
Not good enough for him.
I'm pretty sure it was like a second showing or
a
first.
A movie?
We're waiting. No. It's multiple showings for stand-up.
Oh, Tracy Morgan, you said that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
So we're there. Good job for keeping up. So I was like, yo, testing it out, because I'm like, are we going to date or not? So I said, hey, how much do I owe you for the ticket? Trying to scope out, right?
Right.
He's like,
if she's going to get picked down or not.
Well played. Chess, not checkers.
Yes. So he goes, don't worry about it. You could buy me a drink. So now I'm like, okay, I'm not sure, right? So get him a drink.
Well, in my mind right now, you own two wheels of his car. Like, you paid for half of that shit.
So we're just kind of talking, chilling. Right, we go in.
You should have bought him a drink and then took all the fucking ice out of it.
The setup of this place.
Just hand him a hot ass fucking drink. And just be like, oh, now we just paying for half of each other's shit, right?
Hold your side.
I don't even like this motherfucking bro. That's why I leave him here.
He could be both eyes.
He could be both eyes. We just gonna keep him at your house.
So the place, it's like not separate tables or anything. It's like this, and a bunch of people who don't know each other are just sitting right next to each other, right?
Can we fast forward? Was Tracy Morgan good?
No.
This was after he got hit by that Walmart truck.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Was this fucking Walmart time? Like, was this when he fucking lost his mind?
So we get there. There's no way that we could fucking talk or anything like that, right?
Right.
So I was like, wow, this is kind of awkward if it is a date. He reaches across to hold my hand. So I was like, date. Right? Like, I don't go reaching across to hold my friend's hand. So I'm like, all right.
I'll hold your
date.
Hand.
The first acts.
What the fuck?
The first three acts
we
are
touch.
Like these amateur
we
guys.
Quite a bit.
Funny as shit. Tracy Morgan comes on. This was the most depressing stand-up I've ever seen in my life.
More depressing than your jokes in the kitchen.
Hello.
So,
ouch.
I went to go see Cat Williams in Atlantic City.
Paid
a shitload for these tickets. It was packed.
Somebody's not socially aware. She's not done with her story, Mr. Glass.
She wanted to take a sip of her beer.
No, it's okay. No,
mine was
going to
be quick.
He was like,
mine was going to be quick.
She's going to take a
sip
of her beer. I'm just going to tell you about my life experiences now.
Cat Williams sucked?
That's crazy.
Really?
Was it after he got beat up by that kid?
No,
like,
yeah,
I'm not even
that's crack days. That's Cat Williams crack days.
After he got arrested.
I thought he was just working on new shit.
It was literally fucking heartbreaking.
That's
no shit.
You know the worst parts of like John Leguizamo's Freak? You know where he's like crying and you're kind of like, is this really a comedy show? Cat Williams was like that for like a year. Just
shit.
A year solid.
Yeah, he was
horrible. Yeah, it was kind of bad.
So
anywho,
Tracy Morgan was mediocre at best.
Holding hands is where we left off.
Yes.
Yeah. So Tracy Morgan comes on. It's so fucking awkward. We're kind of looking at each other like, what the hell?
Were you holding hands?
Funny. For like a decent portion of it, not the whole time.
Right.
Was it,
right.
Okay. So here's.
But there
the
was
question.
There was a
was
grasp.
It,
yeah.
Was it like this? Or
I
was
don't
it
remember.
Like,
I don't
was
remember.
It like this?
Was it fingers in?
Yeah, you got to
like
do
when
it.
When me and Lamb Chop are on a road trip,
right?
And I put
I
my
remember.
Hand on
right,
the
like
shifter.
This. So I like
yeah.
I like to
I
put my
remember.
Pinky and then
yeah.
he holds it on the shifter.
You guys are stupid.
That shows our commitment.
You guys are
that
stupid.
That's when I know I'm like he's wet.
So we leave. And we're like on a low now, right?
Yeah.
And you go to a comedy show and it's not funny.
Yeah.
So we leave and we start talking while we're walking to the car and stuff, right? I don't even remember if I wind up paying half or not. I probably did.
I mean, I'm sure at that point. Oh, wait.
I feel like I
wait,
did.
You did.
I feel like I did.
Because you just try to downplay it. You know good and bugger well you paid for half of that parking. So you just try to downplay it. You know you paid for half of all of that shit.
I probably did. Yeah.
And you held his fucking sweaty ass stupid hand.
Clammy hand.
His poor half welfare dumb hand. You spent all night fucking holding it, watching Tracy Morgan have a fucking emotional breakdown on the stage. Man, this is a fucking horrible date.
Thank God I just took him to Sully's.
I mean, they all sucked. Like, it was Sully's. We all cried.
You're staring
at me. We get in the car. He starts, like, he was talking, and he was being, like, the dude that I was like, oh, he's cute. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, maybe this is turning around. Maybe this evening's turning around.
Wait, he just said a dude was cute?
He was, like, talking again and, like, kind of being, like, the dude that I met, not this awkward
fucking thing. You were thinking that he was being cute. Okay.
At this moment,
right? Right,
right,
okay. So I just heard dude was cute, and I was like, God damn, is that how he broke the ice?
So I'm like, okay.
Before the burn goes away, we need to keep it going.
Maybe we're on the up and up here, right?
Oh, my God, bro.
Then, out of nowhere, like, conversation kind of stops. So I'm like, oh.
You're in his car.
So, yes. Yeah, so I'm like, ask him a question, I just want you to know,
as a dude, right now, financial tally, he owes you, like, 6 orgasms. Like, you paid for half the fucking parking.
Minimum.
Like, Tracy Morgan fucking sucked balls. Yeah. He told you to buy you a fucking drink.
And at least one family event.
Oh.
That you gotta show
up. Here's the worst part, right? So then... The other thing that was bad was before we went on this date, he goes, yo, Lesson Jake is playing next month. Do you want to go? All right, I'm back on his side.
Yeah, I'm back on his side. I'm going to go to Lesson Jake with you. Yeah.
We never went on this first date yet. And we're already planning a subsequent date.
Right.
So now. Beer?
Don't let him grab that. you know, she wants the baby.
Oh, thank you. So now we're in the car.
I had no fucking clue she was still over there. I'm going to be honest with you. She just fucking popped up and I was like.
She still has one in her cup holder.
So shit gets awkward again. I start asking him questions.
I mean, come on. Who the fuck am I kidding? No, don't open it.
I'm giving him the one that doesn't break.
He's giving me one word answers. That fucking hurt, man.
He's driving.
Guess who's
getting one word answers.
So I'm like, okay.
Anyway, less than Jake.
Well, so he's asking me questions. Well, I'm asking him questions. He's giving me one word answers. He's just like killing it. And then he's not saying anything. So I'm like, okay. So then I let it die.
Killing it as in a good thing or killing the conversation?
Killing the conversation in a bad way. Okay. Like, it's dead. So we get to in front of his house. And I'm like, this is, it was so awkward. I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to hug him. Baby Carlos is about to be part of a ritual of some sort.
He's
stupid. I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna, you're okay? I'm dying in the corner.
Stop drawing attention to me.
I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna try and hug me, kiss me, like what, right?
Yeah, super awkward.
So awkward.
Was he fidgety?
It was the most one of the most awkward hugs that I've ever gotten too. It was like I was like, oh, we just went on a even if it was like a friend day come in for a hug and he tried to like side and I was like, oh God, right? Oh
man.
So then he's like, yep, bye. Like, not see you later. There was no, you don't usually do like
he
a wind
so
down.
He was so nervous. You were probably okay,
like,
so
that's
be-
what I feel. I feel right now like super nervous. But, excuse me, the only reason I say that is because you go to a comedy show that sucks ass, you've been asleep all fucking day, and then on top of that, your second go-to is a fucking punk rock show? Like, dude's got some serious emotional issues, and he's like, man, you know where I would have performed better? Is in front of sadder people.
It was so fucking bad. It was so awkward. I felt so like overwhelmed, and I'm like, I wanted to cry, right? So I had before my deployment got out of a really serious relationship, and I was like, I've never been on such an awkward date.
You
let
a dude that listens to Less Than Jake almost make you cry?
Arnold brings up a good point. He said he might have been gay.
He was gay.
He's not gay.
Okay.
Or he might be bisexual, or if he is
she
gay.
She said that night he wasn't.
Yeah. Ayo. No, no, no. He has a wife. And can't, like, oh, he's okay. Not, he's, yeah. I mean,
she said I got that $28 a parking bag.
That's he's what's called a beard.
So anyway, yeah. So then I get home and then I go to call my sister, but she's working a catering job and it's midnight now, right? Or after midnight. So I'm like, who the fuck can I call? And then I'm like, oh my God, this fool. And we were like still talking on the phone all the time. So I was like, it's not late over there. Like, it can't be construed as like.
No, that's why.
She called me at like 8 at night.
That's why I love Joe Yell.
Yeah.
It's because when I'm having emotional fucking breakdowns with all you guys.
At 3 a.m. It's midnight. I just start
fucking hanging out with my Cali friends or my Arizona friends.
Like, I'm not going to skip the phone call. So then I call him. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry to call you because, like, it was weird to call him as, like, an emotional wreck. This is the first time I ever got, like, emotional and I'm talking to this guy.
Yeah. You know, because we had swapped fluids in Afghanistan.
So now I'm like, blood. It's transfusion.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Anyway, so I'm like, I just went on the most awkward.
That's what I said every time I got a transfusion.
I said I went on the most awkward date of my life. And he, like, pauses.
He's like,
I
hey,
was like, why is he pausing?
Let me fuck that.
And then I'm like, oh. I'm like, it's
let
like.
Me show you, let me show you how I eat flats. Well done. Well done, my boy.
So
well
then
done.
He's like, quiet. And then I was just like, oh, because I'm telling you that I went on a date. And I said, I know you're dating other people. He gets quiet again. Or no, he said, I can't believe you're telling me.
He's like, we? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
I thought we were in a committed relationship.
No.
Now what am I going to do with these Les to Jake tickets?
Not even a little bit close.
No. So then.
I was just like, is she that cool that we're actually talking about the other people that we're fucking right now?
So then I told him, I'm like,
well,
yo,
let
I know
her fucking tell it. Nobody. The only thing got fucked was the parking meter.
Yeah, he didn't get.
Yo, I know he didn't get fucked. Yeah.
What happened?
So then I tell him, I know you're dating other people. Like this.
I had
this
snitches in my unit.
No, not at this point.
I still had snitches in my unit.
Later on.
Look, that's what we're getting away. We need to do this
story.
Next wing,
look,
so let's...
All
right,
look,
so anyway,
what's the
we
grand
all got
finale?
Snitches. We
so
all
then
got snitches.
I tell him,
it's part
I know,
of life.
I know that he's dating other girls. He sent a picture of himself in a bathroom from a female's bathroom. There was like a hairdryer and like a pink towel and toothbrush in there. Like, it was clearly someone else's bathroom. And I was like, you sent me a picture from a girl's bathroom. I know you're seeing
from
other people.
From her apartment in fucking Los Angeles. She knows what my fucking barracks room looks like. So I'm taking a picture
a
in this
bathroom.
Chick's bathroom like this. Like, what's
with
up?
His dick in the picture, by the way.
It was in my pants. It wasn't out.
It was sticking out of your zipper. I remember when
you just
were
poked a little
too.
Slug eye out.
Fuck you.
You just poked a little slug
Lamb
out.
Lamb Chop swears he saw my dick.
The only thing that you're leaving out of this is the hairdryer was stuck in his ass, too.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do this next wing?
All right.
So let's eat this
six?
Next
six.
Wing, and then you can finish up how our conversation ended.
Lucka Chunga.
I mean, that's it.
What's the scope?
We're here.
Lucka Chunga? I don't fucking... Jimmy, goddamn.
Why, hand me a piece of paper.
You write like a fucking woman, bro.
It doesn't say it on the bottle. That's not it.
It does say it on the fucking bottle.
You can't read that.
Senor Lechunga hot
he's
sauce.
Looking, he's looking for the Scoville. It's on
Point
the paper. 7, 8,
bitch, I'm getting to it.
Tell me you're white without telling me you're
my
white.
My fucking time.
Go ahead,
he's
say
not
that
white,
again.
He's Cajun.
.718. I don't even know what the fuck the 7 is. Like, why that bitch got that on there? Adobo, black
who's
lime.
That Sabin?
Adobo? Is that how you say it? Bobby, don't fucking sue me, bro. Adobo? I put that shit in all my
adobo
tacos.
Adobo is a mix. All right. I'm
yeah.
This
adobo,
one.
Black lime, ghost like peppers. This is Betts number 4. The bottle, oh, man, it says IQ787, which near motherfucker in this room has an IQ that big. But it's born in Brooklyn. So anywho,
Arnold says Angel was lying. He was like, what the fuck do you mean you went on a date? No, I was legitimately surprised that we were having a conversation about her going on a date.
Lechunga is 67,000, if y'all was concerned about that.
Okay. Ooh.
Very peppery.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to put
you
it. A
think?
Lot of pepper.
It's literally made out of peppers. That's crazy that it would taste like that.
That one has
black pepper.
Back in the throat.
Oh, like black pepper?
As soon as I went like this to eat it, I felt it.
I like black pepper. How hot is it for real?
This one wasn't bad.
No, it's not that bad. Not yet.
It doesn't have lasting effects like the other one.
I'm glad we're waiting smoky. A little bit in between.
You look fucking miserable. And you're like, it doesn't, you know, it's not that bad.
I'm trying
it doesn't
to get,
have
like,
lasting
I'm
effects.
I'm trying to taste and like,
yeah.
Like what you guys are doing with hot sauce flavor. Is like a visual representation of my alcoholism. It's not really that bad, guys. It doesn't have that many lasting effects.
Who?
I think I had to pee though.
Go for it. So, I hope you give me first right of refusal forever.
What?
First Whoa. Right of refusal.
Let me.
And I fucked up refusal. I was like,
all
first
of us were like,
right of refusal.
I hope you give me first right of refusal for whenever you decide to sell it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Even look, if you know I don't have any money, just be like, hey, Angel, do you want to buy my LJ?
Thing,
I'm actually
my
thinking
thing
about
is,
selling it.
I'm not
now, man. I don't have any money.
How do I just realize there's like a plastic person in there?
I'm not like a judgy dickhead.
Yeah.
If that brings you more joy than your actual fucking Jeeps, then by all means, my boy, go for it.
And that's...
Like, I don't give a fuck where you spend your money or how you spend your
money. So I was driving home from work one day in downtown Fredericksburg, and they're doing like new construction. There was a big pile of gravel, like the trucks drop off. And there was this dude... I'm driving home from work. It's like 5 o'clock on a Wednesday. He's just standing there in front of the pit like this, like having the best fucking time.
Yeah. Oh, we have
like,
so much
fun. That dude's probably getting fucked. He probably has kids. He probably has a wife who's not super happy. And that's like his 20 minutes of like.
I watch.
Was he?
I watch fucking Shiloh. I watch Shiloh shoot him off the fucking roof of the shop.
He's got them gas ones.
Yeah. Oh, he got that ignorant shit.
Well, I crashed and it's going to cost me $3,000.
He literally fucking climbs up a ladder. And you know he's a. A larger
Husky
fella.
Boy.
He's a larger fella. Climbs up a fucking ladder, puts like the shit on the roof of the shop, and
yeah.
just fucking bombs it. Like
we went on at 7, Kyle. You're kind of early. We're only on. We just finished six. We're at number 7.
We just finished 6.
So
you're not early. You're like halfway.
Another reason why I got. Well, this
pee.
Isn't.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly sure. This
hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
No, leave it on.
Yep, it's definitely on.
This is gonna be great.
It's for sure on.
This
is gonna
be great. Yeah, everyone wants to hear you.
I definitely still have it on.
Well, you saw my go fast.
Your mic is so hot right now.
You saw my go fast RC.
Yeah,
the one that runs like 55 miles an
hour.
Yeah,
the little drift car.
No, the big one like this, but it's a stadium truck or a trophy truck.
I definitely turned his mic back on.
It's a trophy truck that goes like 55 miles an hour.
Oh no shit!
So my brother-in-law and nephew, they also have 55 mile an hour. RC, so we run together, and
yeah.
Then like the little cars, like they have them. This is the only one that they don't have. Now and they don't have the like the 1/24 scale crawler, like the little Toyota thing
mm-hmm.
that I have. But that's just, that one and the Toyota is just for me. The other ones I run with them. So
yeah,
this one smells like it's got a sweetness to it too.
It does.
A little green.
I got to get the paper.
Slam chop bell bonus.
Oh, I gotta go pee.
He's gotta pee out his
this
asshole,
is number
guys. Calm down.
Number 7.
Number 7, I cannot pronounce.
Let me get that pen.
It's
you want what?
Oh. Butilla? 118.
Batia? Is it two L's?
No.
118,000 Scoville. It's
okay.
Almost twice as much as the last one.
All right. As long as it tastes good, I don't
He was
give
right.
Shit.
It does significantly increase.
Yeah.
Exponentially is the word that he was looking for.
That's a big jump. And then it jumps to hell from the bomb, the nasty one. It jumps really big to hellfire.
Oh, man. I am not looking forward to that
honestly,
one. Honestly, after this one.
I don't think this is as bad at this point as the other one was at this point.
I'm not.
I don't remember. I'd have to roll that tape back.
I'm not cleaning the bomb. I'm going to take a bite and put it down. I'm not.
It's
fuck
okay.
that.
We're not all alphas, man.
I'm going to clear it. I'm going to fucking clear it.
Love.
Oh, shit.
I would love to go bowling with you, but I got to go back mm-hmm. downstairs. But
we don't
want to
take a big break between because we want our mouths to be kind of numb for that one.
Yeah, you're going to go.
Like raw, straight down my throat.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Where is it?
Oh,
where's
man.
The pins?
That one's actually not that bad, though.
Mm-mm. That one's pretty good. I'm trying to think of, like, appropriate questions.
Oh, well, then find the pins, and then we'll go bowling.
We'll have to finally hit the milk on number 7.
Oh, yeah?
Well, then why'd you ask me to go bowling if we don't have any pins?
I'm not doing milk.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
on the back end.
Got it. That's the reason why I grabbed the milk. I
felt nice catch, bud.
If you guys have questions you that you would like answered or just want to ask for funsies, feel free.
Ooh, yeah, that one.
Hefner wants to go bowling.
Yeah, that one hurt a little bit.
I'm starting to get it now.
It had flavor, but it hurt.
Yeah, somebody shot him.
Comes late.
Right, yeah. So Arnold says, have you done anything with the Comanche? Do you still have it? Yes, I still have it. Stoney has first right of refusal for that one. And he put floors in it and put another steering pump bracket in it. That'll be good.
Wait. 25 grand.
25K. So he's saying, would you LS swap or redo your entire suspension? I could build.
I would, for 25 grand, I would redo your entire suspension. It would all be fucking leaf springs. And then we would take that woman on a good date.
I'm saying
we'd pay for parking and everything else.
I'm saying for 25K, I could redo the entire Jeep. Yeah. Like everything, like aluminum links, fucking LS, brand new fucking tires, bead locks.
I don't know. Like, we'll have to call Jason about that. My other best friend.
Other best friend. Yeah, because I didn't respond to Lamb Chop. Hey, Luke. Can you be quiet? Here, you can sit right here and talk into this microphone instead of making a lot of noise into that one.
Right into it, too.
I didn't respond to him for like 3 hours. And he's like...
3 hours?
Was it longer than that?
3 hours?
Yeah. It was. It was way more than 3 hours. It was like 9 hours.
I'm sorry, I was doing my job.
I didn't know this is job.
I was on TikTok.
You were not fucking doing your job. You were sending me TikToks. You just weren't responding to my messages.
Okay, so you're like putting all my business up there.
Guys. Guys.
Hey, don't yell.
LJ and an LJ in the driveway. Guys,
we got conversation.
Oh, you got what?
A conversation.
Jimmy, nice titties, dude. Nice titties.
Thanks.
So I'm like, wait, guys, we need to read my story. It's a creepy one.
Are you gonna tell us a story?
All right,
pause. Everybody, pause. Go. Yo.
Someone like on my door. It was the Sobby Sonic. He got red eyes.
He got red eyes?
And I ran away. And I went to mommy's car and I drive it.
You drove mommy's truck? Yeah. You're grounded.
And Wreck-It Ralph was the bad guy.
Wreck-It Ralph was the bad guy?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Where'd you go?
I went to California with monsters.
California.
And the end.
Did you see your boyfriend in California?
That was the creepy story.
Fear, is that why you're being fucking obnoxious?
We're on 8?
Yeah.
What the fuck were y'all bitches doing when I was up there peeing?
Oh, I'm not.
We did one without you.
I'm not excited about this.
No, we were on...
I don't even like the way it
we
looks.
We were on single Lechungo when I
like the way it
eight.
Smells.
We skipped
Oh, I smell
this.
It now.
No, we did that.
I'm
so
on
then
the
that's what I'm saying is while I was gone, y'all just like decided to do... How long did I pee?
For a while. But you're up there fucking around, too.
I have all my weight precariously balanced. Oh,
just another millimeter or so.
That's what she said. I'm trying to put more on.
No, you don't want to do the last dab with this. You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, God, your tummy.
Shake it.
You've been here for 22 minutes?
No, we have not been here for 22 minutes.
Really?
It's been longer than 22 minutes.
Longer.
It smells like Hormel chili.
It does look a little naked.
So
mine
you take
here
a piece
is
of
like
tire,
soaked for
you
sure.
You cut a little square of tire?
Yeah, that's what she was telling.
And put it in the oven.
I felt like she thought I was trying to argue with her, and I wasn't.
Wrong.
I was like, but it smells. Like, if you just sniff it, if you go straight off
smell.
Smell.
And my nose is like.
It smells like
got,
chemicals.
Did you smell it, though?
It
smells
like smell
fucking
it from
Hormel
here.
Chili.
For the folks at home, I'm not eating this whole fucking wing. I'm just taking a bite.
Oh, you're going to fucking eat it?
I'm
going to
bitch out.
That's okay. That's okay. All We're right. happy to have you here, Jimmy.
All
right. Oh, that was a big bite, though.
All right,
I got
I'm gonna
extra.
Don't you fucking bitch out. Don't you fucking do what he just did.
I feel like I may have overestimated. Like, that's a
you
lot, right?
Get it. You get it, girl.
Lamb chop. That's a lot, right?
Yeah, that's fine. It tastes like gasoline. Motherfucker right here.
It tastes like fucking gasoline.
Yes.
Yeah, it's chemicals.
Yes, bitch.
Like, you take the whole chemical aisle, dump it in your mouth, and that's what this is.
Okay.
Why?
This is where she gets mad.
This is, yeah.
Why?
This is solely meant to hurt you. This is solely meant to hurt you.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
And
oh, God.
This guy over here.
I don't understand why you people do this shit to yourself.
This guy over here just.
Like, y'all just a special breed.
Gets worse.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Hey, high heels. They doing the bomb. You want to watch this shit?
Yes.
What, bud? You just got a buzz.
I want to cry. Oh.
Yeah. Lime. Lime time.
Mom.
Huh?
Now I need to teach you to make my bomb.
So we did the awkward first date, right? The first time your heart was actually broken. Not like a weird first date, but like the first one that ever broke your heart. Hand me a beer. Hurry up.
Michelle's getting mad.
Guys. Dad, can we talk this and be quiet?
No, bud! No, no, no! Oh. No, 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 no!
Oh, no, he took it from his bowl. That was his.
That's his.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was worried about you there. These are stupid hot.
Isn't that?
Yeah, okay. Go for it then, man.
Because I spit out.
I scared the fucking shit out of me. I literally thought our son was going to die.
Our son.
Dad. Remember I was going to.
Oh, wow.
Did you clean that wing?
Are you gonna?
Oh, why?
Are you gonna spin tales of heartbreak and love? Or are you just gonna sit there and be a fucking bitch? I don't have time to wait, bro.
I think I got too close to my eyes.
But, like he says on Hot Ones, that's the peak.
They just
tastes like
tires
on
fire. I already said that. You're a day late and the dollars weren't getting in here.
But he only took one bite. I'm not sure how much he ate, but Shell ate the whole fucking wing. Like all the way to the bone.
Bitch.
Fucking gangster.
Boss. Bitch boss.
That's my boo.
Boo! Oh my God, that sucks.
Wow.
And that's just chili peppers.
Mm.
That's not even like a ghost pepper or Carolina Reaper or nothing. Just chili peppers.
Garbage fire.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. It smells like Hormel chili.
Hormel chili.
It tastes
like a garbage fire. I can say that. First heartbreak, man. Hurry up. Start talking.
It's starting to come down.
I need a second.
Start talking.
Heartbreak? First heartbreak.
Your first heartbreak. Yeah.
There's lots of them. All of them.
Yeah, but your first one.
First
your
one.
Your youngest memory of the girl that broke your heart.
Oh, shit. No, I was a teenager. Before the Piper stripper girl. Girl before that. Just disappeared.
How old were you with the Piper stripper girl?
16, 17.
Oh, okay.
And then the one before that just
the
ghosted.
One before that was it, that's the one that fucking really tore you up.
Just ghosted, just disappeared.
But like what?
This is like the
I'm friends with her on Facebook now, but I never asked.
Huh? That's weird. Yeah. You should get to the bottom of that. Shell, your turn, babe.
All right, yeah, I'm coming on it down.
All right.
Where do you want me to go? So my first one, crazy acro redhead.
Oh, never fucking trust a redhead.
Never was with her, but I was absolutely in love with her. Her parents didn't allow it.
Mommy.
My parents didn't allow it.
Why? Because you were Rican?
You could say
No, because we were in the church. Half of her name is still carved in the top of my arm.
No, no, no. I'm saying, why wouldn't the parents allow it?
Because we were in a Christian church.
But you were young.
Oh, it definitely not. If you're not engaged to be married at 18 or 19, then you're sinning.
Well, first off, fuck you. Because, ouch. Well, you're allowed to date.
Nope.
You're just not allowed to humpy humpy.
Nope, not allowed to date. You can only court.
I grew up Pentecostal.
It was worse than that.
No, it's not.
Anyway, and
the only thing
this is, we're not having a philosophical conversation. I'm telling you about the heartbreak.
What's the last
win? Okay. No, we still have two more. That was the bomb. Okay, I think I'm good now. That's okay.
Okay, it's my turn.
Oh, you saying you're going to go do it?
It's my turn to talk.
Well, then go
do it. It's Luke's turn to talk.
It's Luke's turn to talk? Yeah. What's your worst heartbreak?
I went to church because that was a zombie in my church.
There was a zombie in your church? Was it on Easter?
Angel.
No. It was probably zombie Jesus.
No, it's not.
There are... Do we need to get more wings? Holy shit, that's still hot.
I think. Yeah.
Did you just go to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would never go to 10. I was a little kid.
You would never go to 10?
Yeah, I was a little kid.
Me too. It's temporary. That's what you got to remember with the hot sauce.
Wait, did you just do that to
she just housed
fucking
that
tuned
word
up to talk about your heartbreak or what? Like, what just happened here? Clean your mouth off.
Are you taking Jimmy's spot now? All right, are we going to do 9?
Yes, do 9.
Sit down and color.
What did he say?
Sit down and color.
Sit down and color.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. Don't fuck with me when I'm eating his wings.
Shut up and
Jimmy's,
eat it.
Jimmy's already doing it.
Shut up and eat it.
What do you... No, that's metal. That goes in the recycling.
He's trying to put it in his ear. I wasn't trying to feed it to him.
I like that somehow better.
Ready, go.
What's that?
Not bad yet.
You know what?
Tastes like... Shh. Can you, like, stop screaming, please?
Vinegar.
A lot of vinegar.
What's this
like
going
dirt,
on?
Mud.
Oh,
okay, here it comes.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's right there.
Here it comes.
It's 699,000.
It's under my tongue. It's under my tongue.
And I gotta be honest.
I know, Mom.
Come on, it's not the first time. Let me smell your fingers.
Should have stayed straight
up
his
name. I was worried about it. Woo. I thought she was gonna do it. I'm fucking bleeding. I'm literally bleeding. Why are you fucking eating that?
For fun.
Your buttholes are gonna stop being terrible tomorrow.
Go. Well, if she pegs me like she keeps talking about tonight, it doesn't matter.
Stop. Go.
Wow.
Well,
I've really loved being on TikTok.
Very good verbiage.
It's been very eye-opening for me.
The verbiage on that?
My favorite part about it is you act like it's the first time you've been picked.
Yep.
It's not.
I agree. I feel like that's...
But not pegged. It wasn't pegged.
Well, I mean... Yeah.
Right?
What are you talking about over there?
Oh, what? Michelle's taking this one rough.
Are you
not
talking
as bad
to me?
As eight, but it's not great.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were talking
OC
to Jimmy.
Farts. Oh, Luke, can you be careful of those cables?
I just turned to her. Like, who the hell are you talking to over there?
I don't know. That's
great
what
idea.
I'm saying. When you said who the fuck are you talking to, that's what I realized. Oh. I thought she was talking to you.
Oh.
I'm not trying
she
to play
me
you out.
You for so long.
I'm not trying to play you out. I just really thought you were talking to him. But that's the point. You got to talk to them. They need to keep talking.
Michelle told you to shut up.
I wish that bitch.
If you think that when
that
she comes across
would.
This room with a fucking boop to your boop that I'm not going
to
record
up.
It, I would be so famous on TikTok.
She ain't about that life.
Boricua queen punches white trash motherfucker in the face.
That's a fat
do you know how many
song.
Hits that
that's
would get?
That's a fat pun song. I heard that.
Okay.
Huh?
I heard that in high school. Boricua. Barlena. How do you say that?
That's not fat. He said fat pun.
Fat pun.
Big pun.
Big pun. Baliqua.
Boricua.
Baliqua. Beats up white trash. I'm pretty
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, she knows.
I'm pretty sure that's the next verse.
What's that? Oh, that doesn't look good.
I think the grass.
Ooh, all right. So that one obviously wasn't as bad as the one before.
Michelle's
struggling.
I would love to take this moment to say that you have a really nice bun.
It's true. I've done maintenance on it.
Hair, bruh.
I don't like her walking behind me when she's mad.
I was saying hair, you dirty bitch.
Tuck your chin, Jimmy. Tuck your chin like this. So she can't get the fucking in. All right, this one
don't
I'm gonna
sit down yet.
This
don't
one
sit
I'm gonna
yet.
Absolutely last dab. Yes, that's what I have here. I'm sorry, I don't have a competent cameraman who can do a variable camera angle. No, you are like not
this
allowed to
sauce.
Drink that. No, there's more beer. Here, have another beer. Oh, this is a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
I will put you to bed so early.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy already did it. You already did it?
It kind of turned me on. Because while you were trying to muscle me, I just saw my logo.
I'm going to clean this wing.
That's actually not bad. The tape it actually has flavor. And I almost cleaned it.
He's fine. Their heads are made out of concrete. They're fine.
Remember, this is 2 million plus Scoville.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah, that's all it says. It says last dab and it says 2 million plus Scoville.
I don't think that has flavor.
Scoville.
Scoville.
It just tastes
Scoville.
Light.
It's called Scoville's, Natalie.
Oh, come on, man. Let's just get it together.
What the fuck? Did you really tell me not to egg it on? Oh, here it comes.
The last dab.
Here it comes.
Are you sneaking up on me, bro?
No, he's well, backwards. We raised him right.
Are you sneaking up on me? That's hot, but it's not like for no reason hot.
It's hot. Just wait. Your mouth is gonna cry.
I'm waiting.
We'll cry tears.
It's called drool, yeah. Can you hand me my milk, please?
Yeah, of course, dude.
What? This is so bad. Ooh. Just fucking say. Huh? Just an S.
That wasn't too bad.
That's getting worse.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's it.
Got it.
I keep burping and it keeps getting hotter.
There is. Don't you fucking call my son a monkey. Don't you call. Why would you say that about him? He's very self-conscious about the way he looks, Natalie.
I love you.
Being very agile.
He's a beautiful boy, is what he is.
Kyle says.
He is gorgeous, and he is just being.
Them killer burps.
How you feel it right now, Jimmy?
Was that one hotter than the hottest of last time?
I felt like you were hurting worse last time.
Yeah. This one makes me feel high. Like it's that fucking hot.
Yeah. Drunk.
In New York.
Yeah, Kyle says them killer burps. Ooh.
Tell me about my band.
No.
Yes.
She wants to keep it all to herself.
But she can't.
Like a large fry. Steven said Michelle is on autopilot.
Yeah.
Michelle, bass side. Bass Michelle. Come on. Talk about it. You can do this.
No.
Kyle said everyone's dying and Lambjob is in his own dialogue. I'll tell you about my first concert.
You can fucking power through it.
Ooh.
Burped a little.
You can power through this.
What the hell?
She likes moshing and like crowd surfing and like.
We
bucket.
Were at Long Island City. Don't remember the name of the place, and it was awesome. I was in high school. I don't know how I fucking got in.
Cause you're a fucking gangster, man.
I don't even fucking know how you remembered the goddamn band's name, which surprises the shit out of me.
Okay. I'm sick.
I saw him in fucking Philly in a Unitarian church, which I didn't even know that was a religion.
It's Christian. It's a sect of Christianity.
All right. Punk rock concert.
Never been to one. Woo! I was a big pussy. I told you the first concert I went to was fucking Akon and the girl from No Doubt. Buy shirts from Massey Design Works.
Gwen kind of counts.
Gwen Stefani. That's
way, way back when.
This was 2008,
2007. I was fucking two in the 80s. Jimmy.
What?
First musical concert.
Alabama Farewell Tour.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
How many people got lynched?
Alabama Farewell Tour? A bunch of hillbillies and country hicks and shit.
I feel like that's why he asked that question.
I don't know. I was
he's like, fuck it, I don't know.
I was enjoying looking at the country girls wearing their little skirts and their cowboy hats.
There was weird shit hanging from trees. Who knew?
I thought you were like, no, you don't want to fist bump me. You're that fucked up.
I feel high.
All right, 1 to 10. I think last time was worst, but this last one of the most recent time is the longest burn.
Yeah.
Look, it's.
No, this is going down faster than the Mad Dog.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is like, I feel like Mad Dog is super intense. Super intense, half intense, gone. This one's just like.
Going faster. Did you say Mad Dog? Like. Mad Dog
2020?
No, the hot sauce.
Mad Dog 357.
Is that what that
is?
Okay.
The bomb was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a Mad Dog 2020 is what I'm saying.
No, we have a Mad Dog 357 that we did last time.
That's 357?
Okay. That's my beat, dog. 357,000 skulls. Clean at your head.
I know it's your beat.
I was like, ooh, I like Mad Dog. Like, we doing that.
Every time I talk, it hurts more. Okay.
It's just my lips.
Your scale, better or worse than the first one?
Better, I feel like the last
three
were bad.
They're more intense than I thought, honestly.
Yeah, but everything before that was fun.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Well, I feel like you suffered more last time. She suffered less last time, which was weird.
It was the demon inside of her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a bad pregnancy joke, I'm sorry.
But like she said, I liked them all up until... the bomb.
Yeah.
And like right now, like my tongue and everything is feeling fine. It's just around my lips is on fire.
I'm still
going down faster than the last two.
It's all down my throat this way.
Yeah, I don't feel it in my, it's just around my mouth, like around my lips.
It's been a long time since I've seen Michelle this wet.
Lamb chop, your thoughts.
What?
None. Oh, fucking like shocker. Shock. What? Oh, no thoughts from you, shocker.
All completely fucking retarded is still my original thought.
Better show than last time, worse show? Is that okay?
TBT.
Better last time? We have more questions?
I think, yeah. I was ill prepared for this.
No, I wouldn't even say that because I like the questions. I'd say better show last time because fucking Brady was drinking ranch. Like, that was kind
fair.
Of
gnarly.
We had kids this time.
Yeah,
had
down here.
I had fun.
Audience last time.
I had fun.
You're right.
Yeah, had very me much. And Mark were in the background
I will
laughing.
Say, yeah. I will say this. Your makeup is way better this time.
I legit don't know.
I just really like it when your mascara runs.
Okay, well, we're getting into like a real thing that I'm super into, so let's fucking not before the end of this. Does anyone have any last worthwhile words? Okay, I like that. We can continue that later. Jimmy?
I think everyone should try that.
Everyone should try it. Lamb chop?
Yeah, I can't believe you dumb motherfuckers still do this.
That sounds like a good note to end on, guys. Thank you for watching. I love you
so
much.
Thanks for coming, Natalie.
Buy a shirt from Azzy Design Works. I love you. Goodbye.